This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. I am going to take the first 2 minutes of this program, introduce what you're about to hear today, as well as some more info on this ministry, this radio program, WGOD Radio. I've given it that name because if I owned my own radio station, and if those call letters were available, that's what I would name my station, with that slogan, WGOD, all truth, all the time. You see, God is always broadcasting. He's like a radio station. And what you and I need to do is we need to tune into His frequency, and you'll always hear a word from God. God's always speaking, always, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's speaking through His Word and in His Word and by His Word, and He'll speak to you. We're about to tune in today to hear the voice of God through His Word. And it's going to be explicit instructions on how to enter the kingdom. And today we're looking specifically on certain things that'll keep you from entering the kingdom. That's where we're about to get in here today. This is Wednesday. Speaking of Wednesday, I invite you out to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock. We're in 1 Peter. I believe we're in 1 Peter chapter 4, 6 to around 7:15. You are invited. Love to see you. Now, let's hear the third part of this message, the days of Lot.
Now, verse 15. It says, now when the morning came, when morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of this city. And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand. See, he didn't want to go. He didn't want to leave. What did Jesus say? Luke 9:61. Anyone who puts his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom. Remember what he says after that? I think he says, remember Lot's wife. Now, while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him. And they brought him out and set him outside the city. Oh, there you have it. This is what happened to Sodom. And the Lord Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be when he returns. Now, here in America, 200 million people in this country would take issue with this. That is, the statement that homosexuality is wrong. And either not believe it, or say God was a meanie back then, right? Or just flat out not believe. But there's no avoiding what God said in Leviticus, that a man lying with a man was an abomination. Now, today's homosexual supporters have to try to twist the New Testament to mean, or to make it seem that the Bible blesses homosexuals. The Old Testament, as far as they're concerned, was a different God. We're not even going to address that. So what does the New Testament say about this? Let me ask the question. Does the Bible condemn or bless homosexuality? That's what I want to look at. Turn with me, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Since this is such a hot topic today, we'll spend a little time here. 1 Corinthians 6, 9. I believe I'm in the New King James. It says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived." All right, here comes the Holy Spirit's list of people with no inheritance. It's not my list. It's not the Apostle Paul's list. This is a word of God, a word of God for you today from God. This is what God wants you to know. "Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." Again, we got this phrase, like we've seen, "Do not be deceived." The Esposito paraphrase, "Don't kid yourself." The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God, despite what people on the streets will tell you. Despite what doctors in theology tell you, do not be deceived. Despite how much pressure society will put on you today, do not be deceived. Despite how much pressure the United States government will put on you today, do not be deceived. I mean, we should care about people's souls. That's our concern in this, right? We don't want to see people perish and spend eternity in hellfire. We're not talking about not liking the person or having hate toward anyone. It's not what we're talking about. You and I should be concerned with the big wool that's been pulled over everyone's eyes here. Everyone now accepts one sin as normal instead of sin. We need to be concerned with it. That's what we care about. We don't hate the person or dislike the person. We want to be used by God to open their eyes to the truth. This is what the word says here. The Bible says if you practice these things, you know, practice like practice a piano or practice medicine. If you practice these things, not if you've ever committed these things, but rather if you practice, if these things still describe you today, then you're not saved. Because the child of God doesn't practice these things. The child of God walks with God. The child of God hates sin. I didn't say the child of God doesn't struggle with sin, but he hates sin and has remorse for it. And he's sorry when he sins. And he'll come up here to the altar on Sunday morning and tell God he repents of it. And he's sorry. And he pleads for help to do better. That's what I'm talking about. There's no condemnation in the believer with a heart like that. Now, not wanting to just single out one particular sin, because God does not single out one particular sin. We've got 10 here in this list. Let's go through them, right? It's only 11:26. Number one, fornicators. That's all those that engage in sex outside of marriage. Paul wields a mighty pen here. Those that are engaged in sexual relations outside of marriage as a lifestyle. Not someone who's ever done that in their life is not condemned. Someone who lives this are in the very same boat. I mean, think about this. I've read homosexuals account for 1.5 or 2% of the population. Fornicators account for probably 20% of the population. Maybe 30%. Dare I say 40%? I mean, everyone knows this. Pam's a counselor. She can tell you this. My own mother told me this. Well, everyone knows you got to live with someone first. See if you're compatible with them. Everybody knows. What I'm trying to do is to get as least amount of bony fingers pointed at the homosexual and to look at ourselves and say, hey, oh boy, I need some help here. Right? We want to get everyone back walking with God. This is our objective. This is my objective. For those that hear this on the radio and those here, is I want you to recognize something is sin so you can make it right and get on with your life and move forward. Just like the song we sung, right? I once was lost. But God's here and wants to open your eyes today to the truth. Remember, the knowledge of the truth is what sets you free. And people will lie, cheat, and steal to you to get you to not see this truth here. That homosexuality is a sin. Regardless of what someone else tells you. Because the word of God says that it is. We need no other witness. Number two, idolaters. The word means a worshiper of idols. That also means a covetous person. That's Colossians 3:5. Therefore, put to death your members of the earth. Fornication. Oh, there's the second one on that one. Uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and greed, comma, which is idolatry. So an idolater is someone that wants someone else's stuff. So here you are, a lifestyle of wanting someone else's stuff, and you're pointing a poor bony old finger at the poor homosexual. You're just as guilty. Number three, adulterer. Does that word really need defining? Hebrews 13:4. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators, there's the third time he says it now. In case you think one is just, we could throw out one verse. Now you've got three telling you, if you are a fornicator for a lifestyle, you'll never see the kingdom of God. God expects us to live a holy life and not to do these kind of things. Remember he said, and such were some of you. We don't live this kind of life anymore. Adulterer, a married person engaged in sexual relations with someone other than their spouse. There's your definition. Practicer, remember. Not someone who's committed adultery in 1947, but someone who lives this kind of stuff and doesn't care what they do. It's not convicted by the Holy Spirit anymore. Number four, homosexual. New American Standard, I take my hat off to them, calls this person effeminate. Not in any other translation. There's a reason they did this. Because the Greek word malakos means soft to the touch. Spoken of clothing made of soft materials. Fine texture. Figuratively, it means effeminate. Or a person who allows himself to be sexually abused contrary to nature. Number five, sodomite. The word arsenokoite. Arsen is the Greek word for man. Koito is the Greek word for bed. Man, bed. A man who lies in bed with another man. Homosexual. Do not be deceived. Sin is sin.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.